I'm Matt Pike for Nathan Steedley with Ag News. The Farmers National Company says there are more motivated land buyers in today's market than there are willing sellers. Land values have remained quite stable in the Midwest despite the pressure from lower net farm income, declining commodity markets, higher interest rates, and increased input costs. There are many factors for buyer motivation, but much of it can be explained by mindset translating to demand, says Paul Shadig, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations at Farmers National. Farm operators are still in the primary buyers of ag land, and their mindset revolves around reinvesting in their farm, expanding operations, and utilizing today's farm equipment fully. The land location also plays a part in decision making, as it often hasn't changed hands for many generations, and once sold, it may not be sold again. He added, across the industry, land listings are down on average by 25% from the active market between 2020 and 2023. The USDA reminds specialty crop producers to apply for assistance for marketing and food safety certification expenses. The Farm Service Agency is providing an additional $650 million in funding for the new Market Assistance for Specialty Crops program and extending the MASC application deadline to this Friday. Meanwhile, FSA also reminds specialty crop producers of the January 31st deadline to apply for the food safety certification and specialty crops program for 2024 expenses. With a total of $2.65 billion available, MASC helps specialty crop producers expand markets and manage higher costs. FSA is also increasing the MASC payment limit from $125,000 to $900,000. Specialty crop producers should act quickly to make an appointment to apply for both marketing and food safety certification assistance, says FSA Administrator Zach Duchesne. Specialty crop producers have been impacted by higher marketing and handling costs due to the perishability of their products. New Senate Majority Leader John Thune laid out his priorities, including a new farm bill, as the 119th Congress got underway. Thune says he understands rural America, where he started life in a small South Dakota town.
The town of Myrtle, population today roughly around 500 people. We didn't even have a traffic light, and I wouldn't have had it any other way. Life in Myrtle had a beautiful simplicity. Sure, it had one or two drawbacks. With a population that small, we Thune kids could be sure that our parents would have heard all about any of our misdemeanors before we even made it home.
That rural upbringing led Thune to value the land, agriculture, and the importance of community, values that stuck with him as he rose through the ranks in the House and then the Senate. Thune succeeds Kentucky's Mitch McConnell as Senate GOP leader, and now as majority leader, setting out an aggressive early agenda, with many parts of the agenda important to producers and rural areas.
Extending the tax relief Republicans delivered during the first Trump administration. Lifting burdensome and expensive government regulations to help American businesses and families flourish. Bringing appropriations bills to the floor for serious deliberation so that we make the best possible use of taxpayer dollars. An overdue farm bill to update farm programs for farmers and ranchers to reflect current agriculture needs.
Thune sits on the Senate Agriculture Committee and remains a strong advocate for farm programs and opening new markets for farm exports. His rise to the top Senate leadership post could make him a catalyst for speedy farm bill action, though any farm bill will still need bipartisan support to pass. The National Corn Growers Association gathered its leadership on Capitol Hill to welcome members of the new Congress as they were sworn into office. We're here to congratulate our friends and allies who were re-elected to Congress and introduce ourselves to those being sworn in for the first time, says NCGA President Kenneth Hartman Jr., who was in attendance. We look forward to continuing our work with members on both sides of the aisle as we advocate for legislation that's important to corn growers. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association congratulated Speaker of the House Mike Johnson for his successful re-election campaign in the 119th Congress. Speaker Johnson has always been a strong supporter of the U.S. cattle producers, and we look forward to continuing to work with him in the new Congress, says Ethan Lane, Vice President of Government Affairs at NCBA. There's a lot of work to do this year. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association announced the release of its updated Beef Quality Assurance National Manual, which serves as a resource for science-based cattle production information and is free to all. BQA empowers beef producers to maximize their potential to make the most efficient and responsible use of natural resources for effectively producing the world's most nutritious and flavorful sources of protein, says Dr. Clay Mathis of Texas A&M University and the BQA Advisory Group Chair. This manual helps drive the improvement process across the supply chain through adherence to best management practices. The publication's goal is to provide technical information to help producers raise high-quality cattle, resulting in the wholesome beef that consumers demand. It was developed to set production standards for beef quality and safety that are appropriate to an operation and that producers can realistically meet or exceed. For more information, you can go to bqa.org.